So welcome back to the festival. Your new film is very different, in a sense, from the previous film, the drama Summer of the Serpent. In this film, E equals NYC squared, it's a look at New York. But what brought you to that, and what brought you to a documentary style?
Well, I've always been interested in moving between genres and, you know, doing both narrative and documentary work. This particular piece was actually commissioned by a local PBS station, Channel 13, WNET in New York, and they have a series called Real New York, and they were celebrating their 10th anniversary. So they asked 10 filmmakers to do five-minute pieces on their impressions of New York City. So it was commissioned for that.
And it looks like New York fascinates you when you look at this film. Can you tell me if that's true and what fascinates you about New York?
Well, you know, I mean, I live in New York City, and one of the things that was nice about this project is that it allowed me to reengage with my environment. I think that when you live here, it is an incredibly dynamic and stimulating city, but it's easy to kind of walk through it with tunnel vision. In a sense, sometimes there's too much stimulation. And one of the things that I was excited about in doing this project was to have the opportunity to look around again and just to observe the city and to really enjoy a lot of, you know, the details and nuances and things that make the city so unique. As you had mentioned, I mean, the project I did prior to this was a dramatic film that was shot on 35 millimeter and required, you know, so much preparation and so much fundraising. And this was really nice because it was something that was very spontaneous. I had a very short amount of time to do it. It was, you know, a $750 budget. And it was just nice. It, you know, it was like I went into it without any agenda, no definite plans, and just decided to travel through the city and explore the city with my camera and just see what it